This is, I suppose, something unfortunately a lot of retail staff encounter in their daily jobs. Now, while 8 in 10 retail workers in a recent survey said that the vast majority of customers treat them with kindness and respect, unfortunately, there are a small cohort that do receive abusive behaviour and bad language. And, you know, the most important thing that we have to remember is it doesn't cost anything to be kind and respectful to retail staff, because, you know, foul language or verbal abuse, it remains the most common form of abuse. And a lot of the retail staff, which I've spoken about previously, have to deal with maybe aggressive or store theft. And this can be a very, very worrying effect on them, because it's a very impactful form of harassment and can contribute to their mental health challenges, burnout, and even increased absenteeism. So, you know, it is something that hopefully during the launch of Kindness Week, it's an opportunity to not only raise awareness of the challenges that a lot of our retail staff face. Because we must remember, a lot of our retail staff are young people who maybe are working part-time. And we also have some people who are maybe in their later years of life or continuing to do maybe part-time work and work in the retail sector. So I think it is something that we have to remember. It doesn't cost anything to be kind and respectful to retail workers. And I think it's something that a lot of our retail companies have really got behind and asked people to just be aware of that.